So this week, our theme is taken from the second chapter of the work, the second chapter of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha. On this occasion, in this chapter, the scene is laid in Vaishali itself. And this time, this week, this evening, we meet Vimalakirti himself. Vimalakirti, whose name means something like immaculate repute, or perhaps, better still, stainless glory. And he's described in the sutra, in this chapter, as an advanced bodhisattva. In later chapters of the text, as we may see later on in the series, he's described in even more exalted terms. But in this chapter, in chapter 2, he's described as follows. The sutra says of him, he was liberated through the transcendence of wisdom. Having integrated his realization with skill in liberative technique, he was expert in knowing the thoughts and actions of living beings. And knowing the strength or weakness of their faculties, and being gifted with unrivaled eloquence, he taught the Dharma appropriately to each. Having applied himself energetically to the Mahayana, he understood it and accomplished his tasks with great finesse. He lived with the deportment of a Buddha, and his superior intelligence was wide as an ocean. He was praised, honored, and commended by all the Buddhas, and was respected by Indra, Brahma, and all the Lokapalas. In order to develop living beings with his skill in liberative technique, he lived in the great city of Vaishali. This is what the text in chapter 2 has to say about him. The translation, by the way, the translation from which I've read is Thurman's translation, about which I said a few words in the first talk. But you notice this expression, skill in liberative technique. This is Thurman's translation of Upaya Kaushalya, which is more usually rendered as skillful means. And Thurman says in a note that he has chosen the word technique in preference to the more usual method or means, because, he says, it has a stronger connotation of efficacy in our technological world. Well, this may well be so. But I can't help wondering whether it connotes the right kind of efficacy in this particular connection. But however, we'll be going into that a bit later on.